Welcome, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got guest co-host Tom Paulswitz with me here through the end of the show this afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us. Remember, you can always find us on Civic Media's YouTube channel, also on X, Insta, and the Book of Faces at Maggie Dawn Show. If you want my professional side, you can find me on LinkedIn, but use my full name, Margaret Dawn. It's what my mom calls me to this day at 48 years old when I get in deep doo-doo. Folks, I am so excited to have our next guest. His name is Aaron Popke. He's the Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, and he's going to give us the skinny on the draft coming up next week. Aaron, how are the preparations going?
They are going well. Good afternoon to you, and thanks for the opportunity to be on with you and your listeners.
Yeah,
Tom, good to see you as well. Thanks.
It's an exciting time. This is the 90th NFL draft. We got the Titans with the number one draft pick. I know a lot of Wisconsinites, because we're such amazing football fans, we'll be going just to see the spectacle that is the draft, and it is truly a spectacle. Each year, the production values go up. It seems to be more and more audience-friendly and engaging. What can people expect in terms of crowd size and just navigating the logistics of being in and around Green Bay during the draft, which, again, that is next week, April 24th through 26th?
Yes, those are the dates, and it seems like it has taken a long time for this to come. Going back to the very first time we expressed our interest by filling out a survey in 2015.
Wow.
In fact, I was looking at that just today. Right here is the draft host city survey of interest that we submitted September 30th, 2015.
So I love the NFL has a process for that.
That's of course they do.
It's evolved a lot. And then it involved this this little essay that I wrote up.
Like a college application. Like, why do you think your town should be the host of the NFL draft?
In 1,000 words or less.
Yeah. Oh,
it sounds like a brutal GBT assignment.
But not back in 2015.
Right.
Yeah. So that's, you know, if you follow the draft, that's when they took it on the road to Chicago, and it was still in a theater, but then they had this outside, they called it Draft Town then.
Yep.
And it has evolved since then. So we put our hat in the ring back then. We went to the draft in 2017 in Philadelphia, and by then it had already evolved to a big outdoor event with the draft theater that they built. And we've gone to multiple drafts since then, and we're so to have it here a week from today just seems crazy that all this time has passed and here we are. It's right on top of us. But it has been a long, exciting process, and the energy around here already has amped up. It's, you know, we've equated it to a few different things. It's for people who come, and your listeners, we encourage all of them to come and see this and experience it. It's right in our own backyard. It's incredible. The energy that comes with being around sporting events, I think that's what people love so much. Of course, we see it on every game weekend here at Lambeau Field when we have 80,000 people packed in. But this will be like three game days in a row, potentially.
Right.
You know, we projected 240,000 people, but that was based on, you know, what we saw in Cleveland and Kansas City and Nashville. Just we know we're a drive market, and our friends at Discover Green Bay that helped, they're part of our local organizing committee. That's what they do in the tourism business, you know, estimate those things. So that was what we estimated then, and we're sticking with that for now. I think if we get some good weather next weekend, which, knock on wood, it looks like we are going to have a good weekend. Yep. You know, we could see more, but we're really just excited to have it here. And our goal is, no matter how many people come, those that come have a great experience. And there is so much that's lined up, and even more got announced today. So there's a lot coming.
That's awesome. So this is almost a 3-day commercial for Green Bay and the legacy of the Packers. So what do you want to make sure that, you know, people take away from this event when it comes to the Packers and Green Bay?
Well, for those that are coming in, we want to put out our best welcome mat, if you will. And I think people come to Lambeau Field because it's bucket list destination. And you've got that aspect of things. Lambeau's going to be a part of it. If you've gone online and looked at the renderings and how things are going to get laid out, you can see that. So there's that aspect. We want people to experience the history and tradition of the Packers. And there's going to be some of that, just the way things are produced. But just the excitement of this world-class event of this stature right here in Green Bay. It's our opportunity to shine on a big stage. And not only is it a three-day commercial or not, right now it's a commercial for Green Bay, but the entire state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And that's why we worked so hard to get it too, because we knew, you know, there's going to be all these people and they can't all stay in Green Bay. So they're going to stay in other communities in and around the state. And along the way, hopefully they take in a lot of the beautiful opportunities our state has.
Aaron, to me, and granted, I'm biased as a native Wisconsinite who basically learned how to use four-letter words watching Majikowski back in the day with my dad on Packer Sundays. It has always been a deep sense of, I've always taken a deep sense of pride in the fact that it's title town. It's called the Lombardi Trophy. This very intimate relationship between football in America and the Green Bay Packers. Every time I hear somebody identify themselves as a Cowboys fan, I'm like, that's not America's team. The Packers are America's team. And I think because of that, there's this very special symmetry and balance. It just feels so right to have the draft finally in Green Bay, especially as the NFL is expanding its reach internationally, right? This ever-growing footprint, not just of the draft, but of the league itself. And so here we return, right, to Lambeau Field, to really the what I'm going to call the birthplace of the modern NFL, I think as many of us understand it, where really the highest values and understanding of the sport were helped, you know, Lombardi helped create that. So I wanted to ask you, in terms of the Packers as a franchise and Green Bay's important and seminal role within the NFL, defining in many ways elements of the NFL as a team whose ownership remains unique amongst all NFL teams, what do you think it means for season ticket owners, for us as football fans, and for particularly Packer fans to have this moment in Green Bay, especially as the NFL and the sport is really leveling up internationally? It feels like there's so much symmetry to me.
Boy, you touched on a lot of those elements that I think we all believe in. You know, I'm a born and raised Green Bay person, and been this upcoming season will be my 33rd with the club. So I've knock on wood, I've had the opportunity to see it all here, and particularly recently with the growth of the game, as you mentioned. I think, you know, Green Bay, if we're not fans' favorite team, we often hear we're their second favorite team for a lot of what you mentioned. You know, the community ownership. We've got some older fans that became fans during the Lombardi era. I mean, you talk about epitomizing excellence and achievement. That really took off as the popularity of the game took off. But even going back before that, Curly Lambeau won six league championships. That's still tied for the most. Mm-hmm. So we've got a championship tradition. We've got an ownership by our fans. We are in the smallest city in pro sports. It is the greatest story in sports, an anomaly that'll never happen again. I think people love that story in the David versus Goliath. And boy, the Packers have been punching above our weight, you know, for years now. And people love that kind of story and our championship tradition. And then you mix in this town that should not have a pro football team. And to be able to experience that and walk around the stadium and the neighborhoods, and there is so much there that is special and really, really captures people's attention and certainly interest, but you know, it's inspiring in a lot of ways. So it's really fun to to have this be here for all the reasons you stated. And what is this event? Well, it's a selection meet. There's actually business being conducted.
Correct.
Every team is undefeated. Hope is at a seasonal high. All those teams, I won't
even for the Jets.
You know,
yep.
There's certain teams that, you know, they win the off season every year. And yep. Hey, that's their time. That's next yep. week, baby. So yep. All those things go into it and just make it really exciting.
That's so cool. As an owner, you know, I'm so glad that it's in Green Bay because I travel around the country. I've been to a whole bunch of different stadiums, met a whole bunch of different fans, and it inevitably people go, I got to get to Lambeau. You know, it's on almost every football fan's bucket list to show up. So hopefully they'll come for this event because it, you know, you get to see Lambeau, but you get to experience what Green Bay is. I also happened to be in Vegas during the draft, and I think it was in 2022. I was there accidentally, and you know, I just remember it being a sideshow of a sideshow in Vegas, right? It just didn't have the same thing. There's this huge opportunity to not only showcase Green Bay and Wisconsin, but I'm sure you have a list of whole bunch of other scheduled things that people be able to do. So maybe you can touch on a few of those. Just what are the other things that people be able to bring their families to or whatever, just beyond the draft itself?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, download the OnePass app. That's available through, the iPhone and Android users. It's an app that the NFL has for the different events, and the draft is really the featured one right now. But go on there and register. We should point out that this is free. It does not cost anything to enter the event. So go on there, download the app, register. You can register you. You can register your kids, anyone who's coming with you, register there. And then that app really has a schedule of everything that's available. There's certainly the huge draft theater that is just so incredible to see it being built in the east side of our stadium. But the draft experience is an area you can walk through. There's food, beverage, there's local restaurants and culinary experts who are going to be cooking their fare. There'll be standard, you know, your traditional stadium fare too. But the activities for the kids over on the west side of our stadium in Titletown, our very own Packers Everywhere team is putting together the draft house, HAUS, which is going to you both appreciate this, not saying you go to such establishments, but it's going to have a dive bar look and feel.
Of course I do. Aaron.
They're quintessential. I see Calvin's even getting excited about that.
Everybody's like, yes.
But, you know, that's going to be an activity. There's galleries, there's photo ops, there's NFL legends that are going to be here greeting fans. So there's so much to experience and even opportunity to go into Lambeau Field, sit down and watch the draft there. And just today, some details came out about the opportunity to go on to Lambeau and kick a field goal. Lambeau and sit on the wall and act like you've just done a Lambeau leap for a photo op.
Awesome.
So NFL OnePass has all that information and more. And also NFL.com draft information. If you like to do your research on a larger screen, just go to the website too, and you can dive in and make all your plans. There's maps, where to park, how to drive here. If you want to park downtown and take the bus over, all sorts of things to plan your day or days. And there's enough going on where you may want to spend a couple of days here. So for your listeners, make plans, be here. It's going to be a great weekend, and we are so excited.
Aaron Popke, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Public Affairs for our very own and much beloved America's team, the Green Bay Packers. You're going to want to be there or be square. The draft kicks off 1 week from today in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. I got Tom Paulsiewicz with me as a guest co-host. We're going to have some final thoughts and maybe make fun of a former Packer when we get back. And I've got a story about Roger Goodell. Don't go anywhere. All coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks, Aaron.